full recovery. And Tony Savino's in full recovery mode himself. Go ahead.
All right. Thanks, Jim. And we've got Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca, on the line. P&Z met last night. Good morning, Katie. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. What were some of the highlights of last night's agenda?
Well, if you remember last time, we did not make several decisions, so we started off the meeting this time with the key decisions from the last meeting, starting with the River Road development, the Rail America Boat Club, which was approved, and then we also took a look at Greenwich Country Day School. That was also approved. And then lastly was 1075 Post Road Realty. This is where Odalise is in Riverside. It's a two-part project. The first part was to add seats to the second floor at Odalise. If you've been there, you know they've actually had them there for a while, but they were legalized last night, and also they were approved for outdoor dining. So that one was approved. And at the building next door, which had been Riverside Flooring, they came in to ask to make those into three retail spaces, and that was also approved. Some of the things that the commission wanted was to designate the employee spaces, to look at the delivery schedule. One of the stores is actually going to be a fish market, so they wanted to make sure that the garbage was sorted out properly. So in other words, it's not just a dumpster that you can put fish into, and the owner of the business was there and had noted that that is something that he takes very seriously, particularly because it abuts a residential zone. If you remember from a few years ago, we had a problem with that on a different property, so we were very keyed in about how fish works with garbage.
Not very well.
Right, exactly. Particularly next to a residential zone in the summer. Then we moved on to an accessory unit on Susan Lane, which was approved. That was an affordable unit, so that's good. A request for lot confirmation, so to speak, on Oak Street. That was found not to be a subdivision or re-subdivision, meaning that it was confirmed as a lot. Palmer Island, you probably remember this from last year. That is a final coastal subdivision on what effectively feels like an island off of West End Avenue in Old Greenwich. That was a subdivision which was approved previously by the Planning and Zoning Commission. An appeal was taken. The Zoning Board of Appeals upheld the decision. It is now pending in court. This is a application that would, ideally for the property owner, supersede that suit. So they have come in asking for reapproval, effectively, of the subdivision. In order to make that work, the subdivision has been slightly changed so that it is, quote, a new plan. That was left open last night. The Department of Public Works has some issues that they want to get resolved, so that was left open. The opposition just basically said we will reserve our comments for next time when they see the revised plan. And the same held for the proposed developments on the two lots, which we have pending coastal site plan applications on those two. So all of that was effectively left open.
Okay.
Then we had a three-family that was left open because we need to be able to see their parking spaces on a survey. Pickwick Plaza was approved. That was just changes to a second-floor pedestrian bridge. We had 44 to 48 West Putnam Avenue. That's where Garlic and Herbs is now. They're looking to change that kind of second-floor space that into a fitness center, fitness use, and that was approved. 19 West Elm Street, that is to renovate and convert from a retail food to a restaurant. That was approved. A big deal on that one was signage to indicate to the user that there are parking spaces if you up some stairs, you know, if you have to keep moving up, basically, in the back, because it's not totally obvious. So we asked them to make that more obvious. Mavis Tire on the western side of town at 343 West Putnam, we've heard that a few times. That was approved. A subdivision at 7 Fairway Lane, there was some neighbor opposition there. That one was left open. And to deal with some issues regarding fill and location of septic and how much fill was actually needed. 55 Arch Street. That's where the ski shop used to be. The applicant has come in asking for a historic overlay. If you know the building, you know it's a two-story building, and a portion of it is a single story, and they're looking to build on that single story, which is part of an incentive-based zoning regulation, and in exchange for that, they would preserve in perpetuity the historic building. So that was left open. Some issues to resolve there. And lastly, a change of use from retail coffee shop to a restaurant use at 24 West Putnam Avenue, kind of near where Blackstone's restaurant is. That was left open to deal with some health department issues.
All right. Sounds like you got a lot done.
That was a big meeting. A late one.
Now, the ones you talked about at the top with Row America, Greenwich Country Day, Stan, were there just votes taken last night, or was there any more discussion?
No discussion. They had been closed at the last meeting, so it was the opportunity for the commission to go into decision mode and make those decisions. They moved quickly. There wasn't a lot of discussion on any of those applications. It was a motion made and unanimous votes on all three of them.
Okay, and I know that you've got a couple things coming up. The pump station at Habermeyer, is that coming up in the next meeting? What's happening?
Yes, the next meeting is July 9th. We have 29 Davenport, which is a coastal home, which that's generated some controversy in the past. We have that. We have a new subdivision at 249 Valley Road. Conversely, that's had some interest in the wetlands at the Wetlands Agency. So we'll be hearing that one also. And then we have three applications actually that have come in under the 830G state statute, which if you've heard of that, that you'll know that is the affordable housing regulation. These are units that are existing units, and they are legal units, meaning they were never authorized. They don't have building permits. They don't have certificate of occupancies, but the people are living in them now. This is their way to legalize them, and it's a good thing for the town in that we will up our count towards the 10% threshold to get out from under the 830G statute, which uses a threshold of public health and safety as opposed to the local zoning regulations. So it's a little bit of an interesting scenario. So we have three of those coming up on the July 9th meeting.
All right. What about Reform Synagogue, Miller Motor Cars?
Yes, Reform Synagogue and Miller are both on that meeting also.
All right, good. So it's July 9th, right?
July 9th, yep.
I'll make a note of that.
Good.
Thanks very much, Katie. Have
Thank
a great
you so
day.
Much. Thanks you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.